This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There is a miracle coming down, it looks like, anyway. We would see the government shut down in, about 4 days, but that might have been stopped. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. So check this out. It looks like the top dogs have reached a deal that calls for $1.375 billion for border barriers. Now, if the president signs this into law, it stops that partial government shutdown clock from starting again on Saturday. So that's good news for so many families that were worried that we were going to see this thing happen all over again, the nightmare that was for families who were struggling and going to food pantries. And you know all the pictures certainly we painted and some of the interviews that we had as well. So late Monday, this tentative agreement goes down over immigration rules and funding for that barrier. And if it is signed, I'll say that again, it averts that government shutdown. So the White House doesn't have a comment on this at this point. And it certainly falls short, if my math is correct, on what the president's demands were for funding to build more than 200 miles, of course, as we know, of wall along that U.S.-Mexico border, because he wanted more than $5 billion. The negotiators, congressional negotiators, said they're pretty hopeful that Trump is going to sign off on the deal, but there are no assurances for this. I have pretty good sources. The sources are kind of mum on the whole thing. It does look as though that this is going to go in the right direction. However, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Richard Shelby, you all know, Republican from Alabama, announced the deal and said that the fact is it looks like there was going to be another shutdown imminently, but now we've come up with something, and we think so, we hope so. And basically, follow the bouncing ball, I'm going to give it to you. This sort of framework that's been laid out provides the number I said, $1.375 billion for barriers along that border. Now, what it does include is 55 miles of new fencing. There would be restrictions on the location, but still, that is hearsay rumors, some of what I've eked out, some of what's being reported already. You have some that are probably happy about this, some that aren't happy, even Democrats. They're saying we did the best deal we could. Will it work out, though? Will it be accepted? Because we've seen this struggle for months that there's been no agreement on a funding bill because of the differences, obviously, between the Democrats and the Republicans over the immigration policy. Trump called for the $5.7 billion in taxpayer money. And this is not new. This was something that he campaigned on. So the White House and the Republicans eventually backed down. If you remember this, that's the latest thing that happened a couple of weeks ago, and they agreed last month to that short-term spending bill. And it looked like there was some progress that was happening, and then it looked like there wasn't going to be progress. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this was a big announcement. Does it happen? Does it not happen? You know, you look at the border and you look at some of what we've seen that's happened. We've talked about it many, many, many times. We've looked at it like a Rubik's Cube from all angles. Trust me, this is one of the things I know a lot about because of my travels to El Paso and working in El Paso and spending time with the Border Patrol at different points in the last 2 decades. The meeting comes at an interesting time. The president traveled to El Paso for a rally on Monday night, and he's expected to restate his case for tougher immigration rules. Republicans in Congress have tried to avoid the hardline rhetoric from the prez during these negotiations, but they need the support from the president, and he certainly knows that because he holds, pardon the pun, the Trump card. The wall is popular and unpopular in some places. I mean, this is the same things we're seeing. Michael Steele, a GOP strategist, former top House aide we know, said the wall is unpopular and said that it's particularly difficult terrain for Democrats to fight on, though, because most people want the laws enforced, and they expect that if illegal immigrants break the law, that they'll be detained. And therein lies The rub that we keep talking about. Listen, we can't go back in history, a time machine. If laws had been enforced, we wouldn't be in this bloody mess, because you would never have had some of the problems and the spikes that we've had along the way. So a partial shutdown would have had a huge impact on this country, but you'd have funding lapses that would smash into DHS again. It'd be another hit on federal departments, housing and urban development, treasury, ag, interior departments, EPA, IRS. I mean, you name it. Look at any of the letters out there and we can name them all, because we saw what happened last time around. So this is not the money that the president wanted. Will he play? Will he say no way? You know, I'm reading the tea leaves based on some of what was announced, and I'm thinking 800,000, you know, maybe this will be another one of these. We're going to punt it down the road a little bit, but there's no definites on this. I can't definitely say. It looks like they have reached an agreement in principle, but when you say you've reached an agreement in principle, that's not the same thing as we have a bloody deal, right? That is not the same thing. So what happens? I think it will happen, but I can't 100% say that. Boy, boy, oh boy, I wish I could. And boy, there was dueling rallies in El Paso for support of the president and opposing the president. I mean, it went both ways on this thing. So is there going to be this avoidance of the shutdown? We'll see. We'll see where it goes, where it all stops. You know, nobody really knows, I guess, at this point. All right, and then here's the thing. Coming up on my show, America Tonight, we're going to dive into the mailbag. And you've had some interesting emails that I've gotten as I was traveling and, of course, landed here in hot Atlanta, which is anything but hot. I seem to be carrying cold weather with me wherever I go, so I can't wait to get back into the regular studios for our show, and that will be on Wednesday and Thursday. But I was looking at, and I was talking to somebody about this in traveling, they were headed to Hawaii, and I just happened to see that they've got these storms that slammed into Hawaii. 191-mile-an-hour winds, 60-foot waves, and snow on Maui. Can you believe it? I mean, I've been to Maui, I don't know, a handful of times. It's not what you expect there. You know, surf hitting 45 feet on one part of the island. Sadly, a California man dies after getting stuck in the ocean, you know, northwest off of Maui. I mean, just soared all over the place, knocked down trees, power outages, just awful. And then inches and inches of snow dumped on Maui. Snow's not completely unheard of in the mountainous areas, and of course there's a volcano there. But it's mainly on the Big Island. You don't see that on Maui. So you got debris, you got state parks that are closed. You've got, and of course on the other islands, like the Honolulu Zoo was closed down. And I'm thinking in my head, a lot of people take a winter break and go to Hawaii, saving their pennies up to make that trip. Wouldn't that be crazy to come from the Midwest or someplace where you get some brutal weather and then instead you're greeted by this deadly, deadly, crazy winter storm that just has just devastated and shut the power down on Maui and some of those other islands, like I mentioned. Wow. All right, stay with us. We're diving in the mailbag next.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane. Sent, delivered through post, regardless of size.
Everybody's taking money back into the mailbag. Tons of it. So let's whip through some of this. Most of it's surrounding some of the breaking news that we heard late on Monday about, can it be true? Is there really going to be this agreement, or is it too good to be true? And I'm going to race through a couple of those. So this one is from Ginger, and Ginger says, Kate, you know, I don't care what your politics are, and I think you are the voice of reason, honestly. I love your show, and you always invite left of left, right of right, and anywhere in between. I love that saying that you have. I mean, we're just sick of being held hostage. I think, honestly, that's the way most Americans feel. I don't know that we put it on the president. I don't know that we put it on the lawmakers. I mean, really, it's ridiculous either way, and I think a lot of it is maneuvering with the Democrats and with the president, and I think it's more about that than anything else. Yes, the president did run on the wall. Yes, he was adamant that he was going to get the wall because I think for him, that's the way he rolls. He wants to honor what his commitment was to the people and the places where he went to rally, and they liked the idea of that happening. But somebody has to be sane in the middle of all of this, and they've got to figure this out. I feel sorry for the people who rely on government jobs. What if they all quit? Well, you know what, Ginge? If they all quit, then there'd be some things that we wouldn't like either. Because we utilize some of those sources, and you know, you think of the drama of the 200 miles of what's going on with this whole fence and wall thing, and that's been discussed before in different ways. I mean, it is really kind of, it's not really, it's 800,000 people. It is pulling and pushing on people's gigs, you know. And somebody said to me, Well, why wouldn't those people have money saved? I mean, are you kidding? In some cases, they're not making that much money. And I don't think we want 800,000 people to quit those jobs. That's, you know, that's what I'm saying. All right, I got another one like that, but in a different way. This one was from Timothy. Hi, Kate. Love the show. Hate the idea of another shutdown. I have a cousin that works in the Coast Guard. He's a hard-working dude. Went to college. I do not like these accusations that people throw out that people are lame and that they should find other jobs or they should do these side hustles. I have words that I cannot use in this email, but give me a break, man. If your kid's drowning somewhere and you want help, good luck if everyone in the Coast Guard just rolled up into a ball and quit. Yeah, touche. And how about those air traffic controllers? As somebody who's flying, I know that's scary. And once the shutdown happened and they had enough of it and enough of them called out, that pretty much forced everybody's hand. And I thought it could have been TSA workers, but air traffic controllers was even more brilliant. All right, this one is from Mac, who says, Kate, I know you're up on all things NFL, and I'm wondering if you saw the story about Kareem Hunt, who got an NFL contract. I did see that. Yeah, he got a second chance, I guess. He agreed to a deal with the Browns. That happened on Monday. It's a one-year deal. It's probably worth like more than $1 million. And after this year, he'd be a restricted free agent. The general manager, John Dorsey, said that he knew Kareem since 2016 in college and said he was an important part of the process, and they did due diligence. They talked to clinical professionals and individuals and all of that, and they said there was two important factors. One, that he took responsibility for what he did and that he is undergoing treatment and he has a plan laid out. So, you know, hey, what happened was, in case you don't know, for everybody else who doesn't know who Kareem Hunt is, played for the Chiefs. There was hotel footage of him that was on TMZ Sports where he shoved and kicked a woman in a fight at a Cleveland hotel back in February. The Chiefs released the second year back, and they said it was because he didn't tell them the truth about the situation. He apologized, put out a statement. Until he's reinstated, though, from the exempt list, he'll be unable to participate in practices, play in, or attend games with his new team. And he is subject to a suspension under the NFL's personal conduct policy. And there is a suspension coming for him. And he's met with investigators and all of that. And he did the right thing. I mean, he did the right thing by saying, he didn't do the right thing, but he did the right thing by saying, I want to apologize again for my actions. What I did was inexcusable. It's not the man I was raised to be. And it remains to be seen. Is he going to keep his act together? Is Cleveland that second chance? And it might have been a surprise for some because, you know, you look at the situation with running backs there, and they've got Nick Chubb, and they have running backs, but they didn't look like they would need one. And now they sign, you know, Kareem Hunt, and how controversial will that be for them? And then again, that remains to be seen at this point, but nevertheless, it is a very big story, and then we wait and see what the NFL ends up doing there. So thanks for bringing that up, actually, because, you know, that's now the continuation of the NFL and the policies and domestic violence and what they say they're trying to do with women and in the league and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And trust me, people are going to be watching this very, very closely. I mean, really closely. All right, let's move to another one that I thought was pretty interesting. This one is from Hal Kate. Richard Gere, man, when you're almost 70, having a baby, is that really fair to that kid? I don't care if you're totally loaded movie star, have money, seems so ridiculous to me. I mean, this dude is grandpa age, or, you know, am I looking at this the totally the wrong way? Yeah, so if you didn't hear it, he's 69, and his wife just had a baby, and, I mean, listen, he married someone younger. His wife is 35, and it's the first child for them. He has a 19-year-old son from his marriage to Carrie Lowell, if I'm right about that. So he's been dating her for a while. They got married. Boom. I mean, there you go. Marry someone that much younger. In fact, I remember seeing a picture, and this is weird because I'm not into the celebrity thing, but I remember seeing a picture of his wife in a photo with the two of them visiting the Dalai Lama, because, of course, Richard Gere is a Buddhist and a big friend of the Dalai Lama's. So the Dalai Lama was blessing her belly, you know, her baby belly. I mean, I have no comment really actually on it, because 69 is, I mean, I know some really young 69-year-old dudes, but I'm going to say, to be starting from ground zero. But she's young, so, and, you know, all bets are off when you have money, and it's kind of a different situation. But you think of the age, and then you think of how old he would be. Well, I saw a billboard, and this is kind of a non sequitur, but in a way not, where, I forget where I was, where it said, I want to say Chicago, where the billboard said, somebody's living on the planet that's going to live to be 150. It's like, oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be Richard Gere. Maybe he's going to live to be 150. And, you know, all of us are wrong. And he's going to be ultra, ultra happy and ultra, healthy. How's that? Right? All right. All right, let's move to another one. Okay, this one comes to us from Jacob. Jacob actually emails me a lot, and he certainly is a big feature in our mailbag, it seems, but it's been a while, actually. So Jacob says, yo, yo, Kate, long time. I've been traveling around for work. I miss hearing the show, although I've done the podcast thing, so I guess I have been hearing the show, but not hearing it when you're actually on, hearing it after that. And I was wondering, you know, what you thought of what the Barbie world is doing. I ask you this question because I have some young nieces, and one of my nieces was telling me that they saw a story about this new Barbie that has a doll that uses a wheelchair. Yeah, how about that? Barbie, this is true, recognizing the whole disabilities thing. And I guess there was a big story on it. So your niece is right. In the summer, they're debuting a doll that uses a chair and a doll with a removable prosthetic leg as part of a new line. But here's what I wonder. I mean, I think I applaud that because they're showing how real life is, or they're trying to show how real life is. They're going to have a ramp and all that stuff. But, and it sells like the rest of the Barbies for like $20. But are a lot of people going to buy that Barbie? Maybe. I mean, I guess they think, hey, this is real life and this is what we're trying to represent. I think it's awesome, actually. It's amazing that they're doing that. But I wonder how it's going to sell. Pretty interesting. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes the stage in El Paso. He started by blasting the media for negative stories, belittled former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke for getting a poor turnout at his competing rally, and Trump then ran down a long list of accomplishments, including relations with North Korea, tariffs on China, and what he called his economic miracle. Trump paused several times when interrupted by hecklers, and he took aim at the Democrats' new Green Deal.
They want to take away your car, reduce the value of your home, and put millions of Americans out of work. Spend $100 trillion, and remember this, no other country except us is going to do it. That's a little problem, too.
Just before the president's rally, congressional negotiators on a border deal reportedly came to a tentative agreement, but it would only provide $1.3 billion to build 55 miles of new border barriers. Democrats did drop their proposal to cut detention beds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time once again for a little Invade the Man Cave. You were asking for it, so I'm going to give it to you. Invade the Man Cave, usually we focus on what would we talk about in the man cave. It doesn't have to necessarily be exclusive to sports, but it seems as though sports is one of the top things that we talk about. And one of the big stories in the sports world would stretch across into other areas, and that's Kareem Hunt, former running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, mentioned by somebody in the mailbag, is now signed or is going to have a deal with the Cleveland Browns, but the NFL could suspend him, and he was caught on tape going after a woman. There was an altercation, and that led to a shocking release of him by the Chiefs last year when he was doing so well, and they were doing so well. But they say that he didn't fess up to what happened. You know, they didn't know there was tape. They didn't know any of this stuff existed. And then once TMZ released that tape, that changed everything. And I think it's interesting that Cleveland says, you know, the GM of Cleveland, John Dorsey, feels comfortable in going in this direction, saying he knows him, he believes in second chances, and that's why that happened. In one way, I mean, this is one of those moves where it could blow up in his face big time, or he could be contrite for what happened. That's what he's saying. and the NFL could still, of course, suspend him, which they probably will. They're doing their investigation. But then he comes back, and he's with the Cleveland Browns, and that gives him another chance. And it, in one way, it's surprising because this hasn't happened that much, especially when we're talking about any kind of hint of domestic violence or going after a woman. And certainly in this case, the tape clearly showed that. There's no denying it. But Cleveland feels like this guy deserves that chance. And how it plays out, we have to wait and see, because he's not going to be there right away. They're going to go to practices. Eventually they'll have like those mini camps, and then they'll have training camp, and he's not going to be part of that. So when does he get back on the team, or when does he join the team? That would be up in the air, and they could suspend him for 6 games heading into the season. Who knows? So in the man cave, we like to talk about awards and trophies and get excited about that. And that's all part of sports, right? Numbers, numbers, numbers. So for numbers, how about Fear the Beard, James Harden, 31. He scored 31, so he extends his streak to 30 games. The man is a machine. I mean, he's just a scoring machine, and he knows how to make history, just like Russell Westbrook. He wowed the crowd, and Russell Westbrook came up with some NBA history of his own, a 10th consecutive triple-double. So he breaks Wilt Chamberlain's mark of 9 straight that held up since 1968. And again, what a game. And he hit some deep threes. He looked really, really good. He finished with 18 points, 14 boards, 11 assists, yada, yada. So Westbrook is the man, but this is not something that's lost on the people of Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City beats Portland 120 to 111, and again, it's a standing ovation for Russell Westbrook, and he actually looked at the Portland Trail Blazers bench and sort of winked at them. I'll wink to you, because they just could not stop him. He was unstoppable, let's put it that way. Those are the fun games to watch, though. I like basketball, but I really like basketball when someone is nailing the trays or someone's doing something exciting. And hey, nothing like your team, you know, doing that. If it's your team, it's that much better, right? It's that much better. All right, speaking of the NBA, there's always all kinds of NBA stories happening. And, you know, you look at the trade deadline expiring on Thursday, and you know what happens when you have the trade deadline come and go, and who makes the biggest impact and who won't make the biggest impact. And there's really, this goes down to, it goes down to the same thing of, if I look in the crystal ball, I have to say we have to look further down the stretch. Is it going to be the Philadelphia 76ers that benefit the most? Is it going to be another team that delved into the, you know, the trade waters and came up big? Because listen, when you know what you need and you put it out there on the floor and you're looking at making a hot playoff run or trying to make a hot playoff run, then you know you need certain players to be able to do that. And you don't, without those players, you're not going to do it. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's like Westbrook. He logs another 10th straight triple-double. He is the star of the Thunder, but is that much of a one star enough to take a team further down the stretch? So when you look at free agency in the NBA, of course it's about trying to add the other help you need on the court that you think will get you further and deeper into the playoffs, because ultimately it is about that. Hey, speaking of crazy things, although not the trade deadline wasn't crazy, but I saw this story about this country singer that reported to the Pirates spring training. Does anyone know who the country singer is? Somebody actually sent me a text and said, I thought they were joking me, and said something about that it was, you know, George Strait that reported to the Pirates, and I said, no, it's not George Strait. And I knew right away who it was. Garth Brooks. So Garth Brooks has always been a huge sports fan, but Garth Brooks came out of baseball retirement. He's going to spend a week in spring training with the Pirates. I mean, he's 57. He had been at the Padres camp in 99, the Mets in 2000, the Royals in 2004. And this is just funny because he's a celebrity and he wants to do the workout thing and he raises awareness for his foundation. So certainly he's not thinking he's making the team, but, and his foundation for kids has raised more than $100 million for children's charities, and the athletes are happy to accommodate that. I think he's like a kid when he gets out there and he gets a chance to smash the ball around. Like I said, he was a Pirates fan even though he grew up in Oklahoma, and he's a huge sports fan. So for the chance to go ahead and do that, bravo for him, because he's raising money. It certainly doesn't hurt baseball. When you think of stories and you think of spring training, that's kind of an interesting story, right? I'd go out there and watch Garth Brooks take a few at batting practice or do whatever he's going to do, you know, on the field. Here's something that the Redskins coach, Jay Gruden, didn't want to see. His son was arrested after a couple of confrontations. Jack Gruden made some noise, sadly for them. He is, again, the son of Redskins head coach Jay Gruden. He's a video assistant with the team, and he was arrested on suspicion of being drunk in public after he was involved in a couple of confrontations at a shopping and area near Redskins Park. It happened on Saturday morning. Got into an argument and then got into this brawl, and he was booked and released, and he's scheduled to appear in court in March. And what are the Redskins going to do? They're just going to release a statement saying, okay, we have no comment. We know he was arrested and it's happened before. Not with him, but I mean, it's happened before. There was the thing that happened here was about a block from where the Redskins safety Monte Nicholson was arrested on suspicion of assault and battery and public drunkenness back in December. That's not a good area for them to hang out in, obviously, but it's close to where they are, and I think that's where they go and hit up the bars. The mugshot of the son, he looks so young. And certainly they don't like getting that phone call, right? Guess who we picked up? And that's not something he wants to have to deal with. And that's not something the Redskins necessarily want to deal with. But they just released a statement. I mean, that's what they do. They release the statement and they say, you know, here we go again. Because, like I said, it happened to be in that same area, which was very, very, very close to what happened with the Redskins player. And then there's this one other story that we would probably talk about here in the Man Cave, because, you know, I like the great game of golf. I'm good when I play. I haven't played in a while. I mentioned we're broadcasting from Atlanta. It's freezing cold and certainly not playing any golf here. But I was reading a story about Phil Mickelson saying he was wrong about playing in the dark. Mickelson, man, there's somebody, lefty. He finds a way to cause controversy, you know, make controversial statements even when it's not necessary. It's like, Phil, what are you doing? Lefty. You know, we have people listening to us in the great state of California, and he somehow seems to make himself relevant or irrelevant. And this was about playing in the dark at Pebble Beach. And, you know, that's going to ruffle a few feathers when you're doing that. So you win a huge check and you decide you're going to fool around. And, yeah, it might have been a mistake to play in Sunday night's darkness. I don't know. All right, that's it for the Man Cave. Stay through with us.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
He's in our virtual green room right now. Milan Vukovic, Tahibo Tea Club. We've been talking about it. You've heard it, I guess, the last couple of days at least on this show, and it's such an interesting, the backstory on this is so interesting, and the stories of what this has done for people is absolutely has blown me away and got me really, really interested in it. So Milan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk about what led you to the tea and this amazing story about your father, who we have in common. Your father survived. My mother died of colon cancer, and it was, oh, so horrible. And she was a very young 70. She looked like she was in her 50s. But your father survived. And what happened, and what was what really some people would say was like a miracle?
Well, it really was. My father had been healthy his whole life. And when he was 66 years old, he started feeling sick to the stomach, and he went to doctors, and they started taking pictures and scans and all of that. And They couldn't find anything, and this went on for 2-3 months. And finally, my father said to the doctors, "You know, doctors, I know you're trying your best, but you have to believe me. There's something wrong with me." And they kept looking and looking, and finally, they found out that he had colon pancreatic cancer, and he was losing weight. And the colon is like an ordinary garden hose. We have about 6 foot of it. And they can operate on the colon, take a foot out, resection it, and if everything is contained within there, even though it's not an easy operation, pretty much you're oftentimes good to go. But the pancreas is a different story. In 1998, they didn't perform any operations on the pancreas whatsoever. Today, they perform very limited operations on the pancreas. And since the tumor, the cancer tumor on my dad's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, they called me up and they said, "Hey, listen, you need to put your father's affairs in order because he might have maybe 2 months to live." So, of course, I started planning a funeral. And I called friends and family and said, "Hey, listen, here's the situation with Dad. He's got colon pancreatic cancer and he might have 2 months to live. So if you want to see him, you might want to come and see him now." So people started coming over, paying their respects, friends, family. And this one family of ours came over and they brought the tea with them. And they said, "This tea cured our brother from cancer." So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the largest medical center in the world. It's bigger than Boston and has 4 hospitals right next door to each other and 50 medical buildings right beside those 4 hospitals. So it's like Central Park in New York with nothing but medical facilities. And the doctors, you know, were saying, "Plan a funeral." These people are telling me the tea might cure my dad. But anyhow, I'm polite to the people, of course, since they came to pay their respects and thank them for coming. And after they left, my father figured, "Well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference if I'm drinking water or if I'm drinking tea?" So my father starts drinking a tea, and 2 months later, they put him on a CAT scan machine, and the doctors thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they can't find the tumor that used to be the size of a half a brick 2 months prior, and he wasn't receiving any treatment during those 2 months. So they said to him, "You know, there's something wrong with our CAT scan machine, but the hospital next door, they have a CAT scan machine as well, and why don't you walk over there? We'll phone them, and they'll take a picture so that you don't have to come back next week." So that's exactly what happened. My dad walked over. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father has been cancer-free now for over 20 years. He turned 86 years old about 4 months ago on October 10th. And not only is he 86 and cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drive at the age of 86, and he really does still continue to cut my grass. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if it wasn't for the fact that he enjoys doing it, and I know it's good for him.
I love that story. So, I mean, this is shocking. First of all, thank goodness the friends came over, but what was his reaction to that? That's amazing.
Well, we really didn't have any belief in the tea whatsoever when my father started drinking it, and neither did my father, but he was open-minded enough saying, "Well, you know, if there's nothing that can help me and the tea's not going to hurt me, what's the difference? Let me go ahead and start drinking the tea." So when 2 months later they couldn't find any cancer, and I was called and said, "You know, your father's cancer-free," I had to take the day off at work, and I used to work as a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, and I told my secretary, I said, "You know, today I'm going to call all my father's doctors, and I don't want to speak to anybody that does not have DR in front of their name or MD behind their name." So I started calling, and the very first call that I made, I reached my father's oncologist. He picked the phone himself. I can't even get a hold of my own doctor if I call him, but nonetheless, the man picked up the phone himself, and I said to him, I said, "You know, as gratifying as it is, can you imagine how incredulous it is? I mean, I'm planning a funeral for a man. Y'all haven't done anything, and now you're telling me the man doesn't have cancer. What gives?" And so the doctor says, "Yeah," he says, "I mean, we took 2 scans, he says, as you know. He says, one in the one hospital, one in the hospital next door. And there's no cancer cells there. But if you want, we'll give them chemo." I said, "Well, who the heck in their right mind would want chemo if that's, you know, if you don't have cancer? I mean, so in any event, so my father never did end up having chemo or radiation. And you know, the tea has been certainly a blessing in my family's life. And then that's how I started the Tehebo Tea Club.
Yeah, that was my next question. So you start the club. Here you're a stockbroker. You start the club. And tell us about Tehebo Tea, what it comes from. We talk about it, and you hear it in the spot, but tell us what is the root of it and why it's so effective.
Well, the Tehebo tree is indigenous to the Amazon rainforest. And the native name for the tree in Brazil is Tehebo, which is what the Indios call it. And then when the Portuguese came to colonize Brazil 600 years ago, they called it Pau d'Arco, because this tree never gets fungus. It's the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So because of those properties, the wood from this tree also happens to be the very hardest wood in the world. It's like concrete, and you can take this wood and bend it and do whatever you want with it, and it won't break. And so when the Portuguese saw that, it was being used for making the bows, for bows and arrows. That's why they called it Pau de Arco. Arco is arch in Portuguese, and Pau means strong, so strong bow, so to speak. And now, but maybe more importantly, what the tea does is it built the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better, to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease like an infection or diabetes or cancer.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and I've got the tea, and I'm frantically drinking it because I've got to get on some planes, and you and I talked, and you said, oh, that's how you avoid that cold, because I don't want one of those awful, awful colds. Will you come back on and tell us more stories and more about this, about the tea, about Tehebo Tea and the Tea Club?
I'd love to. Anytime, I'd be happy to expand a little bit more upon it. And hopefully next time we talk, we'll have a better result in a Super Bowl than we had from our L.A. Rams yesterday.
Which, by the way, we'll say this quickly. Bill Belichick's family is from the same village, same area where your family originally is from in Croatia, right?
Yeah, interestingly enough, even though we don't have football in Croatia, the top coach in the NFL is Croatian, Bill Belichick, and the top coach in college football, Nick Saban, is also Croatian. And Bill Belichick's family happens to hail from the same city, which is Karlovac, in Croatia. So we're really quite proud of him. And so yesterday for us Croatians that live in Los Angeles, it was a win-win situation. Either our Rams were going to win, or Bill Belichick was going to notch his place in history.
And he won. All right, so check out, thank you, Milan. Check out drinksupertea.com. Get you some. I am inhaling this stuff. I am not going to get sick, and I'm going to be healthier. Hang with us.
It's time to start drinking Tehebo Tea. Tehebo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tehebo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tehebo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tehebo Tea
now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.